Hey, it's Gary Rivers with the Mixed Morning Show. This is the podcast that features interviews with the many amazing guests who stop in or call into my show. You get it here with no commercials, no music, just the interview. Today's guest is next.
Sarah, now hiring. WMXY Youngstown. The 80s to now. Mix 98.9.
All right, well, good morning. 8 o'clock hour, hour number 3 or 4. I'm not sure which it is. So they make some morning show with Gary Rivers. And in studio with us this morning, I'm so pleased to have entertainer, just unbelievable performer, Jim Brickman, who's coming to Youngstown, Warren area, to the Dior Performing Arts Center, their recital hall on Friday, December 1st. And I can't believe I got you up this. Do guys who perform in the evening ever really get up this early and come into radio stations?
Well, I'm still up from the night before.
Oh!
Yeah. That's what they do.
Got it.
They sleep during the day. They come and say hi to their friends in Youngstown, and then they go back to Cleveland and go back.
And go back to bed and get it over again. And you brought with you Bob Hazlett, an old friend of mine. We worked together in Canton, Akron area years ago.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
We would solve all the world's problems in my production studio and occasionally get some work done.
That's right. And then I'd leave the studio and then the boss would go, "What are you talking to him for?" Never mind.
Well, Bob is with us because Bob is my production manager, radio co-host on our radio show.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it's fun to be together because our show is has been on for 26 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 27 coming up.
Yeah.
27 years.
No kidding.
My Jim Brickman show, radio show, and plays all over the country, even in Youngstown.
We could use an affiliate.
So we need to be working on that right now. That's right. If only you knew somebody.
Yeah.
But it is. It
doesn't seem to help.
It is. A lot of times people hear the show.
Yeah.
And love it. And then they say, "Oh, I didn't know you played the piano."
Oh, come on. Really?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, we're DJs.
Yeah.
That's right.
So a lot of people around the country who come to the concerts will say, "You know, I heard you talking about your concert in Youngstown on the radio. And I came just because I heard you talking and I thought it was really entertaining, but I didn't know it was going to be a pop concert, a Christmas concert." And I said, "Well, what did you buy a ticket to come? If you didn't know that I played the piano,
what was that all about?"
"Because I think you're entertaining on the radio. So I thought, how bad could it be?"
Nice.
"How bad could it be?"
In fact, it might be amazing, which it is. And we're excited to be coming back.
Well, you've been doing these Christmas shows for some time. I mean, you're perfect for Christmas. First of all, piano, positive, upbeat. I mean, it's just a perfect kind of a show. So how many years you've been coming to the Youngstown Warren area?
Yeah, this is ever since the beginning of my career.
No kidding.
I grew up in Cleveland. A lot of people don't know I'm from Cleveland. And so you always have, when you become a successful artist, which I'm so thankful and grateful that the music has spread so far and wide, but your hometown and your home state is always the best.
Yeah,
because the people, you know, they're your people, and it's you get all that support from, you know, "He's from Cleveland."
Yeah.
"And we gotta support our own." And so I've been coming to Youngstown playing with the symphony and playing at Stambaugh and playing at Dior for many, many years, and so we're thrilled. It's a joyful Christmas this year. And we hit Youngstown a couple years ago at Stambaugh.
Yeah.
A great, great show. And I wanted to play at Dior because they have this really intimate venue there that for Christmas time is just perfect. Just at the beginning of Christmas, December 1st, where we kick off the holidays together. And it is a lot of fun. The show is so much fun. It's a lot more fun than I think people expect in what's called a recital hall. There's this expectation that it's going to be, you know,
a piano recital.
Piano. Yeah, exactly. It's in a recital hall, but it's it is for people who have seen the show, and you know that if you're listening and you've come, a lot of the hit songs, and always a very entertaining experience, especially gathering at Christmas time. which is hard to talk about right now, but it's coming soon.
It's coming so much sooner. So when do you actually go check out all the venues you're about to go in well ahead of time? I mean, do you actually physically go down? Because you sound so, I mean, you're probably knowledgeable about Dior because you've been here now many times. But the first time, did you like going, oh, I got to check, this is the one I want to play in?
Well, usually I send Bob.
Oh, it's Bob's job. Okay.
I figure, Hiltz, I go, how's the piano? Amazing. Nice. How's the seat? Is it sold out? Well, of course it's sold out. It's Youngstown,
right?
You know, that kind of thing. Those are the questions.
Yeah, I'm a bad person to ask because I have such a positive attitude about things. Like, I'll make anything work.
That's true.
Right.
Right.
Know, how's the piano? Well, you know, it's going to work. It's nice. It's really nice. It's an older piano.
Well, but
it's in really good shape.
At Dior, it's beautiful because they use it for, you know, again, a lot of these solo performances, but. It is acoustically there. I don't think people realize how amazing it sounds. And
acoustics are everything, isn't it? Into performance hall.
Because people who come to the show, sometimes it can be amazingly entertaining. But if for some reason the sound, you know, people will leave going, I don't know what it was. It just didn't. You can't explain it, and usually it's.
Oh, I can. Gary Rivers performs in the gymnasium, and there's a difference,
right? But people who go to concerts sometimes, you know, leaving where the sound isn't good,
right?
It doesn't make it as great an experience because it takes you out of the environment. You're not supposed to notice things like that.
Yeah,
you're just supposed to
be
in it.
And performing halls. So boy, you should probably put together the Jim Brickman top 10 performing halls. I'll bet you know the difference between a good one and a great one, right?
Absolutely.
And the average person doesn't have any idea. You know, Gary's going down to the gym and he's watching Backstreet Boys in their first year, and it sucks.
Right.
And we don't understand why, because they're probably really good, but you couldn't tell.
Well, it's a combination of your expert sound people.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And
you do a little bit of everything, don't you, Bob?
He's talking about the sound in the venue and how it can scare people off. I'm thinking, wait a minute. That's my job.
Right.
That's
they should
what I
complain to
they
you,
complain
not
me.
Me.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. So, you know, I don't know how this works with you, Gary, but this is a new thing for me.
Yeah.
Is because we do this radio show, and then I'm out. See, Jim gets to go back in the back and hide from everyone.
Well, you have all the hors d'oeuvre traits are set up for him.
Right.
You're out front doing all the
I'm
other stuff.
I'm doing all the other stuff. So I'm out among the people.
Yeah.
And so it's become crazy because I never really thought about you sit here, you talking to these microphones. People listen to it.
Yeah.
And so I get the, are you Bob? So like I've become a weird minor celebrity.
It's that Bob guy.
Oh. It's that. Are you Bob?
Does it become it's Bob's fault? Does that happen a
it's
lot?
It's not Bob's fault. No. It's I see what you mean. People walking out and go. But you do get a lot of compliments. Oh my God, are you the sound person? It was beautiful.
I don't get the compliments the way Tyson, who's our lighting designer, gets the compliments.
Yeah.
If you've never seen how the show comes together from a production standpoint, the music is incredible. And
there's a guy named Jim Brickman who performs. He's awesome.
And so you have Jim and the special guests that pop up. And then how it's lit. And that's also kind of putting you in that environment.
Right.
And it's all part of the getting you to escape from whatever's going on stays at the door. And it's very immersive. And that's, I think Tyson gets more compliments than I do because the lighting is really
well. It is a combination of everything. You have to have the performer in Jim, but then you also have to have the sound has to be right. You don't want the feedback. You get that feedback, you're going to look for Bob, right?
Well,
right.
And like Bob said too, you know, people, what I want, if I were in the audience, I always put myself in a position of I'm coming to the Jim Brickman show.
Okay.
What do I want to see and hear? And I want to be entertained. I want to laugh. I want to have emotional moments. I want to celebrate Christmas if I bring my family. And it's an escape. So things like lighting and sound, that you want to be enveloped into that. You want to escape for a couple hours. You want to, you know, you want to celebrate your favorite Christmas songs. But the whole idea is to just be entertained and not think about anything.
Right.
Laugh a lot and then leave feeling like that was such a great way to just kind of get away, even if it's for a couple hours. And so things like lighting and the environment, like the theater that you choose to play, have so much to do with the entire experience. Of course the show is going to be amazing. Of course the music is going to be amazing.
Right.
I mean, come on.
It's Jim Brickman.
You wouldn't buy a ticket if it wasn't.
Right.
But, it, you know, I mean, I think that stands to reason. If I wasn't really great at it, why would anybody come?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I don't mean to sound like, you know, boastful. It's not what I mean. It's that I wouldn't buy a ticket unless I expected it to be amazing.
You have high standards.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's really high standards, but I mean, I wonder what that's like for your staff over there, because you have to go to Jim and go, I think it's good. It's great.
Oh,
and if
no.
he doesn't like it, is he
No,
is
no,
he difficult?
That's not how that works.
No, it's not?
No, and so there's this one thing. It's really impressive and frustrating at the same time. It's, you know, we're in sound check, Jim's on the stage, and then all of a sudden, he starts looking out in the audience. He goes down the stairs and like, oh, he's going to go sit in the seats again. And that means we're going to have to move something.
Because, I can't see.
You know, because what he's, and it's great for the audience because he truly goes out, he'll sit in seats and make sure that the piano doesn't obstruct a view.
Really?
Or he'll go, hey, is there any way we can move these people so that way, you know, because again, it's all about being enveloped in that environment.
Yeah.
And if something's, you know, positioned where it's going to be distracting, then that will take you out of that. So he takes it. It's, I always thought it was really amazing. He goes into the theater, sits in seats, moves around the front few rows to make sure that monitors aren't in the way or the piano's not obstructing, you know, or like, are they going to just see the top of my head?
Yeah.
That what about your fingerprints on the piano?
That I have to apologize.
Are you
looking up
me?
And there's like smudges. I'm like, this beautiful show, everything is gorgeous. And what do you see? A smudge.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Of somebody's hand.
Do you tag it with a piece of paper? Yeah. Like, here we go. Bob, here.
And it's like this multi-million dollar production. And what do people see? Smudge.
Smudge.
Unbelievable.
I know. We polish the piano prior to, or I ask somebody. I delegate that.
It's Bob. Awesome. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. Talking with Jim Brickman and his all
sidekick
Bob Haslund right here on Mix 98.9. Mix 98.9 playing the best of the 80s, 90s, and today. And Jim, I don't know what actually just took place to your song. The most embarrassing thing in my life, I'm playing your song, and it stops.
It's the radio.
And it's not even a record record. You know, it didn't stop, like the record player stopped or something. But people get it. It's like, oh, yeah, it's the gift. Winter snow is falling down. Children laughing all around. I didn't even bring my keyboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Why didn't we do that? We always bring the keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a grand piano and it wouldn't fit in this little studio, maybe, huh?
But, yeah, that the gift is probably one of the most popular of the holiday songs. And, of course, we do all of the hits. A lot of people want to know, too, at the concert, what the songs are going to be. So it's always the hits, like The Gift, Valentine, Love of My Life. A lot of the songs that so many people still use in weddings and to celebrate with, and a combination of the hits and Christmas songs.
Got it.
And so there are so many of the original Christmas songs. You do those. And a really fun part of the show, we do a live by request. So, and it's a free-for-all live by request.
Really?
People just yell out whatever song. I mean, not like, you
I
know.
Mean, they're not sitting out going, play Yellow Brick Road.
No,
I mean, they're
no,
not doing
no.
that.
They
no.
Well, they do, but I don't play that.
One. Right, yeah.
I preface it by saying, you know, preferably it's a Jim Brickman song that
yes,
you,
that would be
that
nice.
You shout
please.
Out, or a Christmas song.
Right.
I love to do, you know, Christmas too, but it's a really great part of the show because You know how sometimes you go to a show and you're waiting to hear a certain song?
Yes.
That's yours. And if you leave not hearing it, it's kind of disappointing. So there's a chance for you to ask for it, and then you get it. And then you leave feeling like, I got that.
Is that part of Bob's job to go out in the audience and get the request?
Something it used to be, but now people are loud, Gary.
Really?
Very, very loud. There's always, it's, you know, it's always the people in the back. They feel like they really got to get there. And it's just like, and what's funny is, it's like all these song titles are so nice and
cute.
Beautiful and Valentine, and when it gets shouted, it takes as
it doesn't
Valentine.
Yeah,
this Valentine!
This romantic song, and people are like, "Yeah, yeah, right."
Oh, it is
love of my life,
Angel Eyes.
Does that change what you have to do production wise? I mean,
no.
Because
I mean,
you're set. You know what you're doing.
Well, I don't. Not set. I take them as they come.
Yeah.
So you know, occasionally, I'm not going to know. Maybe a deep cut from like an album in 1997. So, but somebody's favorite. So occasionally I get stumped, but for the most part, I know the songs because I wrote them.
Right.
So that tends to help.
But you often wonder though, I mean, you write so many songs. Do you forget the lyrics while you're on stage?
You don't forget lyrics. Lyrics are something that I think if you talk to a lot of singers, if you write the song yourself.
Yeah.
They tend to come,
okay.
Even if it's that last moment where you think, what's the words? And also, if you make them up, a lot of times people don't know because you wrote the song. You can sing it. I mean, if you sing La La La, they
right.
know. But, love songs, you know, you never go wrong with,
okay.
you know, I'll love you forever, you know, that
Got
kind
it.
Of thing.
Well, we're talking with Jim Brickman, by the way, who will be performing his concert. It's a Joyful Christmas, a live holiday concert event at the Dior Performing Arts Center's Recital Hall, Friday, December 1st. And it's going to be a fun show. And you've got a couple of tickets we're going to give away this morning?
Yeah, we're going to give some tickets because we're here and... You know, we just I live in Cleveland, which a lot of people don't know.
Okay, so. I have to ask you. This is, you know, everybody goes, "Well, I'm from Cleveland." You're not really from Cleveland, Cleveland, are you? Are you from a suburb or you from Cleveland?
Shaker Heights.
Shaker Heights.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Well, I know
5 miles
goes, it's
away.
Cleveland. I want to know where you're from. You know, I was born in a log cabin in Mentor or something.
Yeah.
No, so
yeah. No, we didn't have a log cabin.
Yeah.
It was, you know, your basic suburban.
Your basic suburban 24-bedroom home in Shaker Heights.
No. There's, you know, in every town that's known for its glamour.
I mean, that's Shaker Heights.
I know, but there's the other side of the tracks
okay.
in every town.
It's the RTA.
Got
yeah.
it.
Those tracks.
Those tracks.
Got
and
it.
So, but yeah. So December 1st, we are going to be here at celebrating Ohio and you know, all my Buckeye friends. And it is going to be great. So we're going to give away a couple of tickets to the show, including a chance for to come back and meet us and
right
and
well,
all of that
great.
Kind of,
that would be nice all right, so why don't we take a brief commercial break? When we come back, we'll do the ticket giveaway and we're going to work out how they're going to win these tickets. Should we make them work for it hard or should
not
we,
that hard
not too hard not too hard
I mean, not so hard that
kind of hard
we'll run it past Bob and if he gets the answer then we know it'll
well fall. You know, I'm thankful that I have a lot of fans here. So, people know the answer.
They'll know the answer. This will be perfect. We'll be back after this.
Gary's Wheel of Games.
I had to do that just to let everybody know that's the cue. That's the Pavlovian cue to call in right now at 330-729-9699. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to Jim Brickman's A Joyful Christmas Concert, Friday, December 1st, at the Dior Performing Arts Center. And, Jim, you've got a question for everybody, right? So this is the trivia question.
Well, you know, I want to make it... I would love a fan to call in. I would love, you know, for fans to win tickets. Somebody who really wants to go.
And they're going to get the meet and greet. So is this going to be before the show?
After the show.
Or after the show?
After the show, okay.
Because you want to make sure that... You know, people tell you how wonderful it was.
Oh.
Instead of what
you need, some
what are you
going to
do tonight?
Yeah, what are you going to do tonight? Or sometimes one of my favorites is something like, you know, well, good luck. Don't mess up. Yeah. You know, people say stuff like that. You know, how are your fingers doing tonight?
Are they okay?
Are they okay?
Are you arthritic this morning? Yeah, yeah. I'm worried about you.
Yeah. Everybody's a critic. Anyway, no, we love it. I mean, you know, if people feel comfortable chatting, that's the most important, you know, because you want that rapport.
But, all right. Well, 330-729-9699, you are asking what question?
What's Jim Brickman's song am I thinking right now?
Do your contest guy.
But what? Be caller number three right now if you know three Jim Brickman songs.
So they have to name three Jim Brickman songs.
Three Jim Brickman songs, and if you've been paying attention, I shouted three of them only moments ago.
Were you in radio once?
Just a little bit.
You were that guy that I replaced, right? Just asking. Right. We're going to start with caller number three and see what happens. All right, you're caller number one. You were caller number two. And here's caller number three. And who are we speaking with?
Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Wait.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Diane, turn your radio down.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Okay. I had to turn the radio down.
Thank you, Diane. Okay.
Hey, Google, can you give me Jim Brickman?
Oh, no. But no. Next caller. Mix 98.9. Good morning. See, that's the nice thing. You can be the nice guy. I'm the guy on the button pressing fingers. Here we go. Let's try again. Mix 98.9. Hello.
Hi.
Are you a Jim Brickman fan?
You have to think about it.
What was that? Next caller.
Why do you want to win tickets to something that you don't know the
price? I know, right?
I mean, it's not a free car wash. All right. Like that, I would try to win.
Yeah. Let's find out who is this person on the phone. Hello.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Mike, Jim Brickman fan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Mike.
We're halfway there, folks. Now, here's the problem. You've got to stump Jim Brickman and find a song that maybe he doesn't remember he wrote. I don't think that'll happen.
No.
So, give us three Jim Brickman songs.
All right. The Gift.
The Gift. That's number one. That's correct. Wait a minute. Let's get the buzzer here.
Yeah.
One.
There's one.
All right. Your Love.
Oh, yeah.
Your Love. Oh, nice work.
Nice. And what's the next?
Destiny.
Yeah.
There we go.
Forgot about that one.
Correct.
That's a good one.
How could you forget about
Baby,
that?
Baby, you're my destiny. Nice. You and I were meant to be.
Wow.
With all my heart and soul, I give my love to have and hold.
Wow, congratulations. So you're going to meet Jim, and you're going to be at the concert, and it's going to be great. So hang on just a second. We'll be right back in just a moment. I think we're going to try to play The Gift right now.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's give it one more shot here this morning. Hang on.
The Mixed Morning Show with Gary Rivers.
It makes me feel happy. Like, I get motivated when I listen to songs I really like.
More music, more fun, and always family friendly.
Oh, The Gift. We made it through that song. I've never been so embarrassed. Here, I have the artist in the studio. I'm going to play your song, and it stops in the middle of it. So crazy.
Well, Jim, no, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was.
That time, it was the whole thing. In fact, I don't think it made it to the middle last time.
No,
it got, like, it stopped at the first third.
That was one of those songs that went number one. It was my second number one.
Wow.
And the most exciting thing about getting the number one was not that it was number one. It was that Casey Kasem got to say on the countdown that it was the
most popular. Do you still have a copy of that where he said
that? Of course I do.
Oh, my gosh.
That the most popular song. Do it.
What?
Oh, you do?
I don't have a Casey Kasem.
Oh, you don't?
The most popular song in the USA. I don't know if that's
close enough.
That's close enough. That's awesome.
The Gift.
Well, I mean, when you were first starting off, I mean, I think for any artist, that is just simply amazing, that first time you hear one of your songs on the air, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, although for many years I was a jingle writer.
No kidding.
So I had a lot of times I got to hear, I mean, it was for
You know, for businesses around Cleveland, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. The Ohio Lottery, State of Ohio Tourism. Schwabel's was a big one.
Really? And you wrote
it. We want Schwabel's. No other label will do.
No.
Yeah, speaking of Youngstown.
Well, there's our next trivia question for tickets sometime, right?
Yeah.
Please tell me you didn't write Garfield 1, 2, 3,
I
2, 3.
I'm
thank
you. That was older.
That one's been around a little longer.
There were some. Northfield Park was a big one. Every 19 minutes, the place goes
crazy.
That was
when I felt like I knew a celebrity. It's like, what? Every 19 minutes, the place goes crazy? I was like, you wrote that? That's great.
So that was what I did.
Yeah.
So
but
you wrote...
If he's telling the Casey Kasem story, he's got to talk about the airplane ride prior to you writing a number one song.
Yes, so I was on an airplane, and Casey Kasem sat next to me on the airplane. Prior, I was like 19, 20 years old. But I knew who he was.
Well, sure.
Because I was a radio fan my whole life. And he got up to, I didn't say anything, because I was when you sit next to a celebrity, you're like, do I talk? Do I leave them alone? I know they know that I know, but
all those things going through your mind,
right? And I'm thinking, this is my chance, and it was Boston to LA, so it was 6 hours. So he got up to go to the bathroom. I thought, I know, get up and go to the bathroom, because then you're standing there, and it's a little more awkward waiting for the person to come out of the bathroom so he can go in. So we're both standing. And that's the time.
That's when you first had your conversation, standing in line in an airplane.
Yeah.
For the bathroom.
So I said, I'm a musician, I'm a jingle writer, and I just want you to know someday I'm going to be on your countdown. He's, good luck.
Good luck, kid, right?
But I will say that he, when it happened, you get interviewed on American Top 40. And, he calls and you talk about the number one song and he remembered me.
He did?
He remembered me and we became friends and would talk on the phone. He welcomed one of my concerts in L.A. And so it was, the full circle moment. And, right. and those kind of stories are they stay with you the rest of your life.
That's an amazing story. I mean, what a great story to remember and think back. Now I'm so angry the first time I met Jim Brickman's in my studio. I wanted to be standing next to a bathroom on an airplane. But missed out on that.
Well, this is the first time I've met you. So.
That's right.
I'll have that story forever,
we will.
Too.
Yeah. So, by the way, this is Jim Brickman, if you're just tuning in. He's got a joyful Christmas live holiday concert event coming up in Youngstown on December 1st. If you want to buy tickets, and I know many of you do, how do they go about doing that, Jim?
I always think jimbrickman.com is the best, because it links you right to Dior and instead of to... ticket links that are try to scam you.
I don't get that, but it's all over.
Yeah, unlike your callers that go to Google for everything, we advise that you don't, for tickets, go directly to jimbrickman.com, because that's when you end up at the scalper sites.
You do, and you pay so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Now, people will write us and say, I just can't afford, concert tickets. You got to really want to go. And so we want to make it affordable so people can enjoy the show. And so most of the first four or five that come up when you Google
are scalpers.
They're some of them are not crazy money.
Right.
Not like the first one is $500, but it definitely will be higher than the Dior, and it will definitely not be the best seat.
And they might not even have the tickets at the moment you buy them. Some of them, they don't go try and find the tickets until it's purchased through their site.
And then they go get them. It's crazy.
So for any concert, I recommend, trying to go through the artist's site.
Could you give me a technique on how to get Taylor Swift tickets? That's all I really...
Well, she's going to be stopping by December 1st.
She
doesn't have a show that night.
Right.
And so she, we're friends.
Yeah.
Of course. But when she was 13,
Did you meet her then, when she was young, just starting out?
She came to Nashville. I spent a lot of time in Nashville.
Oh.
She came to write songs. Everybody starts somewhere.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
And an amazing person. Absolutely
Even
amazing.
At that young age.
Absolutely. Just mature and bright and, you know, articulate and not like a teenager, you know. But anyway, she's going to be stopping by is what I'm going to say. And,
that's great.
Well, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask you about
that. I'm going to dress like a
Now, I named my dog Taylor
Did
Swift.
You? No. No, okay.
You're so just, my dog will...
Will be there. Okay, that makes more sense. Now it's all coming together.
So Taylor Swift will be there.
Okay.
In I don't one have to form clarify that it's yeah, my dog.
It's our merch person.
Yeah. People are named Taylor quite often.
Yes. Now.
That's true.
That makes sense.
And Jim.
Oh, yeah. My.
That's right. There is one other... I know that we have one other Jim Brickman out there. There's a Jim Brickman that comes to... Where is he?
Minneapolis.
Yeah. Minneapolis.
Really? Comes to your concerts?
Yeah.
Or people who had, let's say, Valentine at their wedding,
mm-hmm.
and then they named their, you know,
yeah.
after that.
Yeah, like, wow. you know, Jim Brickman Smith.
Do you have any signed autographed that people have turned into tattoos?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I have pictures of that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. I mean, it's cool, I guess.
I guess.
But it's not as weird as the live bird that somebody sent me UPS.
What?
A dove.
Really?
Wow. Is that with it when you alive. Won the, when you won the dove award? Is that what they do? They send you a live dove? I would be happier with the chocolate, to be honest.
I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I really.
What do you
awful.
Do with
you
it?
You let it go.
Of course.
You just let it go.
Right. I mean, it was FedEx, but still.
behind
and it
the
survived
scenes
in
stories.
The box?
Yes, I feel terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Why do you feel terrible? You didn't go. You didn't
I know,
take it to
for the animal.
Right. Well, no, I feel terrible for the animal, but like you didn't
see
like,
usually what
imagine?
I would have assumed you had done it said Bob. Bob,
can you do something with this dove, please?
I mean, that's why he's here, Bob.
Can you imagine walking into the FedEx store with a dove in your head? Can you box this up, and I need to ship it to Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, to God. Jim Brickman, and there's a yeah. reason for that, right? Yeah. Maybe it was for the Dove Award.
Can they say
I
no?
I mean, seriously.
I would think they'd say no.
I don't think you can ship a live.
But it's already in the box.
You can
know.
Legally ship your child.
What?
It's still allowed.
You mean you can put your child in a box?
Yeah, you're legally allowed to
take it to
Don't
UPS.
Do it. Let's,
we're not advocating that. It's fascinating that you can. I don't know how that's legal, but
all right, I'll stop because we have to get moving here. It's almost 9 o'clock. But Jim, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for bringing your sidekick, Bob.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
It's always a lot of fun, and I we're excited because even though a lot of people think Christmas, it's not even Halloween, but tickets are going fast.
They're going fast.
And everybody says that, and it's not true, but this is true.
Case, it's going to be a great show. Joyful Christmas holiday concert event at the York Performing Arts Center. Go to jimbrickman.com. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Mix 98.9, good morning. I'm Gary Rivers. Just want to take a brief moment to tell you about our friends over at Window Depot, right now holding their Rake in the Fall Savings event. May I suggest you do one thing? Go to their website, windowdepotyoungstown.com. And the reason I say that is because, yes, I have some information with me, and I talk really off the top of my head about everything I remember about my conversations with Rich Begala and the staff there, and I talk about their special event, the Rake in the Fall Savings event. But they have so much information, like why you should consider the triple pane window, which is the absolute best window available anywhere, bar none, that'll keep your home warm in the winter, cool in the summer, stops condensation in its tracks, and of course, soundproofing your home. I mean, I'm sure it's not total soundproofing, but don't you want quiet and you want the street noise gone? That triple pane window does such an amazing job. It's amazing. It's just the difference between two panes of window and three, and it's simply amazing. Now, here's the thing. You can get that window or many other windows they have in various colors, sizes, shapes. They'll fix you right up. But the Rake in the Fall Savings event, where normally you get $500 off a house full of windows, 9 months same as cash, and even a special gift, a $25 gift card with purchase from Amazon, they double it. So it's $1,000 off the house full of windows, 18 months same as cash, and a $50 Amazon gift card with purchase. Call them today. It's real simple to do. 330 556-4100. Or you can call the 1-800 number, 800-241-9309. Do that, and you'll be glad you did. Still, Gary Rivers sent you from Mix 98.9. All right, time for me to say goodbye. My pleasure having and meeting for the first time Jim Brickman and sidekick Bob, who I've known for a long time. But if that was fun. I hope you enjoyed that segment. It was a blast learning a little behind the scenes on what it's like to be a performer and an amazing entertainer who's had hit record upon hit record. And love that story about meeting Casey Kasem. We'll have to share that again sometime, and maybe we'll get him to slide back in here next year before his show. Don't forget, that's coming up December 1st at Dior. And again, go to jimbrickman.com to get your tickets. Now, before I go, tomorrow morning, I believe Justine will be in. It's Friday. And we've got some special fun things in store for tomorrow, like we generally do when Justine comes in the building. And I think I also have another special performer we'll be talking to via phone. Check this out. How many of you remember Jim Croce? Right? Passed away. Very untimely death in a plane crash so many years ago, just when he was getting his career off the ground. Well, his son was 2 years old when he passed and didn't really know his dad. Well, his son is a performer in his own right. In fact, has performed with some of the greats in show business. His first job, playing piano for B.B. King. Well, A.J. Croce will be our guest tomorrow morning, sometime right before 8 o'clock. You'll want to be here for that. He's going to tell you about his 50th anniversary tour, celebrating his dad's music, adding his, and sharing stories and videos probably never before seen. And he's coming to our area and can't wait to share that with you. A.J. Croce. All right, now, I got to head out of here because, Jana is next. And, of course, 2 minutes from now, your chance to win $1,000 instantly in our Workday Payday contest. So without further ado, Dad, it's your time. Our dad joke of the day. Why do ghosts hate the rain? Well, it dampens their spirits.
All right. Take care now.
Yeah. How could you let them go?
I'm out of here.
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.